An avalanche results in the death of Haines resident David Zenawigis. And a new documentary explores how Upper Lynn Canal communities have responded to potential mine development in the Chilkat Valley. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. David Zenawigis was fatally injured in an avalanche in Haines on Wednesday. He was backcountry snowboarding with two friends when he was caught in the slide. KHNS reporter Claire Strempel has more.
Haines residents Dave Zenawigis, Ted Cheney, and Ted Hart went out for a day of skiing and snowboarding above the Tokshinnik Mountain Trail. They were attempting a chute they'd ridden before. Hart says everything seemed like a normal day. Nothing stood out to him as particularly dangerous.
Dave went down first. He thought he was to a presumably safe spot. It would usually be safe. And then I was behind my friend Ted Cheney, and all of a sudden I hear this loud noise, and I look around, and this huge massive avalanche went down in front of me, and I yelled out, "Avalanche, avalanche."
Hart said the avalanche was at least a few hundred feet wide. The crowns, that's the places where the snow cracked off, were higher than his head. Hart says that at first he thought Zenawigis was in a safe spot. The snow was passing him by. But the avalanche kept propagating. That means expanding laterally across the mountain.
It propagated across multiple fall lines and all the way through the trees and all the way to the next chute. And that whole entire chute ripped out. And it cracked all the way over to above where David was. And then he got caught in the avalanche there.
Cheney and Hart made their way to where they saw Zenawigis go down. It took them fewer than 10 minutes to get there. Hart says the snow was hard and icy, like it had been rained on. All three men had beacons, probes, and shovels. Cheney located Zenawigis by searching with his beacon and found him with the probe. Zenawigis was buried under 3 to 5 feet of snow. Cheney and Hart dug him out with shovels. They performed CPR and called 911, but Zenawigis succumbed to his injuries. Haines Police Department got the call at about 1:45 in the afternoon. Haines Volunteer Fire Department ambulance crew took a helicopter to their location at about 1,400 feet of elevation. They transported Zenawigis off the mountain in the helicopter. Cheney and Hart descended on their own, without injuries. Hart and Zenawigis met snowboarding. They rode together all season.
You know, he had an infectious personality. He always had a positive attitude. He was always grateful. And, you know, I felt he was up there for the right reasons.
He says his thoughts are with Zenawigis' family.
I spoke with his mother this morning. She's a lovely lady. And, it goes to show because she raised a very thoughtful and kind young man. It just seemed like she said that he had a heart of gold.
David Zenawigis' death is the second avalanche fatality in Alaska this season. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Haines Borough hosted a town hall meeting Wednesday night to examine the potential impact of Governor Michael Dunleavy's proposed state budget cuts and discuss options for raising revenue. The purpose of the meeting was to inform residents and collect feedback. Mayor Jan Hill explained that mayors across the state are organizing town hall meetings to hear from residents about the governor's proposed budget. She said the Alaska Municipal League hopes to compile feedback gathered from the meetings to communicate residents' wishes to the state legislature and the governor. Following Mayor Hill's introduction, Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel gave a presentation about the state's budget deficit, how the governor aims to rectify it, and how his proposal would impact Haines. According to the presentation, the borough could lose up to $2.7 million in support from the state. The majority of that loss in funding is designated for the school. Residents received surveys asking their opinions about the budget and solutions to funding gaps. Survey questions asked whether residents prefer cutting programs and services or increasing revenue by reducing oil tax credits, implementing new taxes, or raising existing taxes and fees. Slides from the town hall presentation are available on the Haines Borough website. Surveys are available at the borough office until 5 p.m. Friday. A documentary about the potential impact of mine development in the Chilkat Valley premiered last night in Klukwan. Rock Paper Fish tells the story of how residents in the Upper Lynn Canal are responding to the Palmer Project, a mineral exploration project upstream of the Chilkat River that's operated by Constantine Metal Resources. Colin Arisman and Connor Gallagher worked on the film over the last 2 years with support from Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Arisman stopped by KHNS to talk about the project and what he aimed to accomplish.
You know, the goal of the film for us was not to make an anti-mining film or shut the mine down. We're bringing a skeptical perspective, and I think we're bringing, from talking with people, it seems like if the status quo exists, there's not a lot of regulatory structure to ensure that a project like this would happen in a safe way. And I don't think just taking the word of people who have a vested interest in a project like this is a, you know, guarantee that this is going to be a win-win for the environment and the community. So I think our goal for the film is to, you know, encourage a process that ensures that if a mine does happen, that it's going to be done in a context where the community feels like they've done everything they can to ensure that, you know, whatever hard rock mining is done in the Chilkat Valley will be done in the most responsible way possible.
Yeah, and so how did you go about, you know, trying to make sure all the different perspectives and were represented in, and that you were really, you know, yeah, providing a mirror image of what's going on in this town?
I think it was a lot easier for folks to just talk one-on-one than it often is in a really charged public setting. So I think one of the cool things about the film is that it's people speaking from their hearts in kind of spaces that they feel safe and comfortable in. So it's kind of maybe a window into hearing some perspectives and voices that don't always come out, you know, as sincerely or as clearly as you'd hear them in a community forum. Someone in the film says, you know, maybe this is selfish of me because I'm a fisherman. You know, so that perspective's there, but there's also the perspective of folks who are like, this just isn't going to be a problem and we need it. And, you know, there's also, you know, the perspective from Constantine of kind of selling the project to investors.
That was filmmaker Colin Arisman. His documentary, Rock, Paper, Fish, will be showing tonight at 6 p.m. at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. There will also be a screening of the film on March 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Skagway Brewing Company. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.